Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see light and it's passing right.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. Pamela S. Harper is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Her company is Business Advancement Incorporated. Pam, give us the website, please. Tell us how we can find your book.
You can find it at businessadvance.com. The book is on Amazon. And incidentally, if you'd like the article that talks about elephants in the room, click on Contact Us, write Elephants, Jim Blasingame. How's that?
All right, that'd be great.
Jim
yeah.
Blasingame, and I'll send you the article. You don't have to go searching around or anything like it.
So check it out, folks. The book is, the article is called "How to Take Control of the Elephant in the Room," which everyone, you know, Pam, I think we probably should be honest about this and say that all of us have at least one elephant.
Oh, absolutely.
We manufacture elephants. We grow them. We birth them. We grow them. We nurture them. And to some degree, it may even be things that would help us become successful. But
I think they're born out of good intentions.
Yep.
But there's never going to be a time when we're free totally of them. But as we've been talking about, the earlier that you spot them and free them, the better it is for everybody involved, personal or professional or business.
But consequently, because the owner probably gave birth to this elephant and has nurtured it and grown it, it's harder for employees to say, "Hey, boss, we got to get this elephant out of here." And so how do we do that? I offer the suggestion that owners should take the initiative. In the previous segment, owners should say, "Hey guys, do I have any elephants? Do we have any elephants? Any of this holding us back? Now's the time when you get to tell me what you think. No repercussions." What else, Pam?
I think that's a good point. The article that I'm talking about and my point of view is that leaders of companies need to understand, and I think we all do, that the elephant in the room is not doing us any favors. And so if you realize that you're not getting the right kinds of conversations going and the right kinds of actions, because I hear that all the time from leaders, it's time to look for the elephants yourself. And the first thing is to search for what we would call elephant food. And that would be things that include unrealistic expectations, mistaken assumptions, misunderstandings, like I was talking about with those two brothers. There was
right.
a long-held family misunderstanding, shall we call it.
How about this for elephant food? Devotion to the concept of this is the way we've always done it.
You bet. And so you've got all of these things that say, let's keep it the way it is. We don't really want to do it. Or in one case, I was in a company where people did not want to hurt the feelings of the CEO.
Right.
they adored the CEO. They did not want to hurt the CEO's feelings. And I think there's a lot of camaraderie, especially in some small businesses, where there is, you know, we grew up together. We don't want to tell you that we're seeing things changing because you care about this idea, like you were saying, Jim. So elephant food comes in a lot of different forms. And also, especially a deep fear that facing that issue will create more problems in itself. And, of course, all of those things are not what it's all about. So the earlier you take control and you recognize what is happening and how many ways the elephant food comes around, then you can really get at what's going on. But even more important is to open what we call critical conversations. You know, you talked about courage. We call it critical conversations. They are candid exchanges. They're based on reality, like you've also talked about, which is addressing the most important issues that are necessary for success. And it's not comfortable, and it takes courage. But I'll tell you that the more that you do it, the better you get at it. And we had one situation, well, situation after situation, where once people faced up to what was going on, it was interesting how people would say, "Well, I was thinking that too." Well, so was I, you know.
Right.
And there's sort of a giant recognition that everybody really was thinking this. And we've seen progress and things move even 6 months ahead of time, a year ahead of time, because people weren't busy preserving illusions.
Well,
that's a very important point.
Every small business has someone saying, an employee saying, how long are we going to keep doing this? Who's going to tell the boss about this? And the other person listening says, I'm not telling him. Well, I'm not telling him either. And
that's
folks,
right.
They're talking about your elephants. You got to identify them, and find Pam's article, and you'll learn more about that. Pam, give us a website. Tell us how they can find the article again, please.
BusinessAdvance.com. Contact us. Elephants and Jim Blazingame.
Yeah,
tell
them my name, or say that, or just that handsome guy on the radio. She'll know what you're talking about. Thanks, Pam, for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure.
We'll see you
next time.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blazingame, the Small Business Advocate, begging you to get rid of the elephants in your business's living room. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blazingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.